Berenice Archuleta makes the sign of the cross as she drives north from Tierra Maria past a Catholic shrine in Los Ojos on her way to visit a patient in Chama. Faith in healers runs deep in northern New Mexico's mountain villages.
Oh, I can't even remember, you know, how long, you know, I've been a promotora. You know, what was important to me and still is, you know, was being able to go into people's homes, being able, you know, to talk to them and help them out, you know.
Berenice is a community health worker who provides wellness checks for La Clínica del Pueblo de Río Arriba. She co-founded La Clínica with her parents and neighbors in 1969 and has been helping to meet the health needs of her community ever since. And when making the trek to the nearest hospital in Española takes more than an hour by car, Berenice's healthcare home visits save patients' energy, time, and money. She also gives advice on how to get other kinds of help.
If I go into homes, you know, and I feel, you know, that they need some kind of assistance, for example, you know, like the energy assistance or being able to buy food, you know, I make referrals, you know. I let them know, you know, that there's places, you know, they can go and apply, you know, for this kind of assistance.
Promotoras provide a variety of preventive care services in a culturally competent way, from prenatal care and diabetes screening to guidance on diet, exercise, and glucose testing. In 2012, diabetes was the sixth leading cause of death in New Mexico, and its effects are debilitating.
I've seen, you know, diabetes where people before weren't taking care of themselves or probably didn't even know, you know, that they were dealing with diabetes, and they've had amputations, and that's horrible.
On this spring morning, Berenice's smiling face brightens the life of an elderly homebound redhead named Bonnie Jo Skinner. Bonnie Jo has lived with type 2 diabetes for many years.
Well, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Okay, come on in.
77-year-old Bonnie Jo invites Berenice to sit, and she watches as the promotora takes her glucose monitor and blood pressure kit out of her supply bag and promptly gets to work. And it's not just the patient's vitals that she checks. Cheerleading comes with the job, too.
Well, you're doing good.
I know I am.
You're doing very good.
Yep, I am. I'm happy.
There's a big difference from the first time I came in to now.
Yeah.
A big difference.
Yeah. And they have that rapport with the client that's just so strong.
B.J. Shishelsky is the founder of the New Mexico Community Health Worker Association. She says promotoras play a key role in assisting doctors and their patients.
They can communicate with them at their own level. They really know and live the way the client does. They really fully understand. And I think that because of that, they really do trust them a lot, and as much as they would a doctor.
According to the New Mexico Department of Health, there are between 800 and 900 community health workers like Berenice in New Mexico. That number is expected to grow because of Medicaid expansion and mandatory health insurance requirements under Obamacare. Most of those women and men have been working as volunteers or through short-term grants. The new law will enable the state to certify them so they can be paid for their services through Medicaid. That's what Berenice's employer, La Clínica, will do, and the cost savings will enable them to reinvest and buy new equipment. For Shishelsky, with the Community Health Worker Association, one of the best parts of the new law will be online access to resources.
They'll be able to create a web page that will show what trainings are available. They'll be able to develop a registry of community health workers so that we'll know how many there are in the state.
New Mexico's Department of Health says a $500,000 budget will pay for the training needed for certification under the new law. And the increase in community health workers will help address the healthcare worker shortage that exists for a third of the state's population. Plus, a pilot program to test the efficacy of Medicaid patients for promotoras 9 years ago showed significant cost savings. The results were documented in a 2011 UNM study that found patients who worked with community health workers went to the ER less often, and they were admitted to the hospital less frequently than a control group. Researchers say that saved the healthcare system $2 million. And once a promotora stepped in, people with diseases like diabetes started to manage their own conditions more effectively.
Keep up the good work.
Thank
Bonnie Jo Skinner has used Berenice's advice on diet, exercise, and testing to control her diabetes.
And I did my blood sugar in front of her, so she knows I'm doing it right.
On the drive back to the clinic, Berenice spots a nesting bald eagle atop a telephone pole that she often sees while visiting patients along the state's rural highways, and she takes a moment to reflect.
So you've made a difference in people's lives.
I think I have. Yeah, I think I have. And I enjoy what I do.
I asked you when you were going to retire.
Never. When they tell me you're to leave, you know, or I can no longer move.
And at age 68, she looks forward to receiving her certification and continuing on the road to better health for her community. For KUNM, I'm Deborah Martinez in Tierra Maria and Chama, New Mexico.